everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
And Lindsay's here. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey.
And Leah was supposed to be here, but her computer was giving her trouble. So we might redo this later, like just Leah and I or something. Maybe we'll get Leah to record over on Patreon so everybody can hear her list.
Yes.
So three of us did bookish things this weekend. Mm-hmm. Heather, was that your first time getting to meet Helena Hunting?
Helena? Yes.
Did you behave or did you like kind of giggle and fangirl? Did you run away? Did you pull Amanda?
I did not. Okay. I did not do anything like that. No. She's so sweet though.
She's so nice. Jenny and I met her a year ago, right?
Yeah, a year ago.
And she just is the sweetest.
She's super kind. Tijan, I think I said her name right? Tijan. Tijan. Also there.
Yeah.
And she's very sweet. And Monica Murphy was there also. And she's very funny and kind. They were all three really great.
Yeah. How fun.
Mm-hmm.
How fun. Jenny and I spent the whole day at Romance Con at the Toledo Library. And Jenny was there, popped in, made a button.
Yep.
Did you buy any books?
I did the kids' scavenger hunt upstairs.
Upstairs.
My kids, not by myself.
Okay.
It could have been fun.
It was a really nice event. It was put on by the Toledo Public Library. I hope this is a trend. I hope to see more libraries embracing romance and bringing romance authors together.
I agree. That'd be very nice.
Because this was fantastic. There were five TradPub authors they brought in, and then they had an author fair for a variety of authors that applied for the event. I was there with Rebecca Gallo. Kelly Kay was there. But then they also had Katrina Jackson was there, and a couple of others that, you know, I was super excited to get the chance to meet. So, and I came back with a book haul, you guys. Also, if you listen to last Wednesday's Sip and Discuss on that time I got drunk and saved a demon, I got to meet Kimberly Lemming yesterday. And I said to her, I said, I'm so excited to meet you. We just did an episode on this book. And I have to ask you a question, but you do not have to answer. I do not want to offend you. And she's like, okay. She's like looking at me like very concerned. And I'm like, okay. So do you play D&D? Are you a gamer? Do you like tabletop gaming? And she's like, why? And I was like, because that book reads like a D&D campaign. And sometimes I felt like you gave us a roll of a dice. And then what happened was the outcome of your roll of your dice. And she's like, well, funny you should say that. She confirmed that she did roll dice sometimes to figure out how to, what to do with the characters in certain places.
That's so funny.
She also is a big D&D person, and she did used to be a dungeon master. She doesn't have a current group right now, but it is something she would like to get back into. So I feel like that book made even more sense now.
Yes, a lot more.
Especially if you, I mean, Amanda's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I got it, though. You explained it to me. I get it.
It's the side quest. It was the side quests. Also, if you're in your Discord, in our Discord, I shared a video on how they harvest cinnamon.
I mean, it's interesting to know.
It was interesting to know, right? Anyway. And Heather's like, you're insane.
I don't understand. I'm not a game person. I don't have the attention span to manage a game.
It's fair. We understand. And I'm not a Dungeons and Dragons or like a saga gamer type person. I like my fast little mobile games, but I married a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy child plays Dungeons and Dragons, so... I took a class once on how to play Dungeons and Dragons. I was very confused and overwhelmed.
That's amazing.
That is fair.
Well, I was trying to do it to bond with my child.
I get it. That's me and Pokemon. I'm like,
I can play Pokemon. I can play Pokemon. Don't you worry. I even know all the Eevee evolutions. I'm that cool. Okay. This has nothing to do with today's episode.
No.
Absolutely nothing.
It doesn't.
So in today's episode, we are diving into topics that every romance reader can relate to. Those books that we hold so close to our hearts that we refuse to accept any criticism about them. Even if we do look at them objectively when talking about them with people, at the end of the day, we do not care what you think about that book. We still love it. We are still going to read it. You need to shut up.
Correct.
So we are going to share our picks. We were limited in what we could pick as far as numbers, not what you could pick, just numbers. Uh-huh. So we're going to let you know if it's the plot line, if it's the characters, if it's just the memory and the mood for that book. So we're going to let you all know the things about our picks. So we're just going to get right into it. We're not going to talk about anything because you do not need to hear us go on for 4 hours about these books. And if I know these people and myself, we will be here a minute if we like don't just get right into it. So because of that, I did create some rules. We are all limited to a total of 3 books or a series. We will very briefly, let you know why this book or series is on our list. I will cut people off if they go too deep into the woods on a book.
Okay.
And there will be no extras. You will not get any bonus picks.
Okay.
It is 3. Okay. Lindsay is already like, damn you, Becky. Oh,
no, I did my hard work. I have 3. I'm not happy. It was hard. No, I gave myself a lot of rules that helped. It's fine.
Okay.
We're playing by the rules tonight.
3 books. They do not have to have been, it doesn't matter when they are published, how they're published, any of that. Like they can be from 1962, they can be from last week. But these are going to be 3 books that you do not care if they have flaws. You do not care what other people think. These books are your ride or dies. People just need to shut up and read them.
They don't have flaws.
In your eyes, they do not have flaws. Okay, so we are each going to give 1 book and then go on to the next book. You can talk briefly, looking at you, Heather, briefly.
Me?
Briefly about what okay. It is that you find exceptional about that book. So we will start with Miss Lindsay. Lindsay, give us your first title.
Beneath the Stars by A.L. Jackson. It is the last one in, I forget the name of that series, but it is
the Kiss the Stars series.
Yeah. So shockingly, 2 of my books are rock star romances, which I thought was really interesting because I hardly ever recommend them. But with, you know, the way I pared down, Beneath the Stars is one of my, it's actually my favorite A.L. Jackson book. It's one of my all-time favorite. It's one of the band members' little sister. And then it is like literally the playboy of the band. And she stays at his house for the summer. They wind up obviously falling in love. It's a romance. But I really like it because the way A.L. Jackson does her characters, like in the series, you see one aspect of them. And then the way that she kind of like peels back all of their layers, it's just so good. And Maggie, I think it's Maggie and Reese in this book.
Or Rice, if you're me.
Oh my God, I remember that conversation.
Somebody needs to write a book and just have it named Rice.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So what is it about them that you just love?
I don't know. I just come back to that book all the time. It's one of my comfort reads. That was my first series by A.L. Jackson. And it's just like something about the way she writes. Like there's like this dark gloominess in that particular series that I just love. And the emotions are so heavy. The way that she just writes, like the way she writes the imagery and then her lyrical style of writing. I just come back to that book over and over and over again.
Fair. Fair. Okay, Heather, what is your first book in your ride or die?
This is not going to shock anyone. I read this book in July of 2020. It is my probably one of my favorite books of all time. It's Blindsided by Eden Finley. It's in the Fake Boyfriend series, but it has like all my favorite things. It's friends to lovers. It's football. There's a bi awakening. There's an amazing found family. They're two professional athletes, and it really kind of changed my thinking about like how people view professional athletes and kind of how they kind of have to be strategic about their lives. And it was just, it's one of my all-time favorite books. I think I've read it 5 times. I love the characters. They have amazing banter. They're very funny, but it's also emotional. It's just a really great book.
Jenny, what is the first book on your list?
Warrior Blue by Kelsey Kingsley. I've mentioned this book a couple times, but I don't think I've ever like talked about what it's about. Both the characters are dealing with some major grief that's like life changing, and how they connect. It was really powerful to me because Blake, he's the hero. He has a twin who is developmentally disabled from an accident, so I could relate to that. And then Audrey also has a tragic past, so there's definitely a theme of depression and trauma through my book. Sorry.
Okay, so if you're not feeling fluffy, read Jenny's suggestions. Amanda, what's the first book on your list?
Okay, so I tried to go with authors that I don't talk about all the time, but I couldn't do it. my first book is Finding His Mark by Brittany Shaheen. It's book one in her Stealth Ops series, and I picked this book because I wouldn't be here without this book, like in this space. I found Brittany Shaheen in, I think this book came out in 2018. I think I found it in 2021. It was an ad on my Amazon for ever. And I was like, okay, I'm finally gonna try this. And it was like my first military romantic suspense. And her books led me to Riley Edwards, who led me to Susan Stoker, who led me to you. And so, I mean, this book is always going to be like, it will always be one of my books. And it's a really good story on top of that. It's about Luke Scott, who started the Stealth Ops. So it's basically like a black ops group that, you know, they do things like kind of off the books for the president. He has rented a cabin to, you know, have a mission, like capture some people or get some intel. I forget, you know, and it turns out that the owner's daughter, or I think she's the daughter. Anyway, she comes out like on vacation and she's like, oh no, I need this house. Like, you have to go to the other one. And he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, we have this entire thing planned. And she's actually like a screenwriter on a series about Navy SEALs in Hollywood. So it's like a Hollywood meets like military guy. And it's very fast paced. There's a ton of action, there's a ton of tension. And I just, you know, that was my first one. And like, I've been down the rabbit hole ever since. I love all of her books, you know. So this will always be like one of those books for me.
Yeah, I get that. I think Jenny said Becky will wait until the last hour to pick her books.
I She
did.
was talking to me about it before we started. She wasn't done yet.
I'm not done yet. I made a list of 20 books. I'm just going to randomly pick as we go. But I will say we did an episode. I think it was Lindsay and Heather and I. It might have been Jenny, Heather and I. Our Desert Island Reads. I think we did that earlier this year. Right?
I actually was
Yeah, I
thinking,
just
like,
listened to it.
I feel like this is almost like a desert island,
It kind
like,
of is
right?
our
Like,
Desert Island Read, a little bit. If you want other
oh.
books that are kind of our ride or dies, you can read our Desert Island Read. That's where I was going, because I'm going to try not to repeat from my Desert Island Reads. I am going to start with, Paradise by Judith McNaught. This book was published in 1991. This was the very first contemporary romance I had read. Previous to that, everything had been historical. This is a second chance romance. Guy from the wrong side of the tracks, billionaire, or well, I guess they're millionaires in the 90s. He's a millionaire. She's the daughter of like a Marshall Fields type Chicago department store family. They had an affair when she was 19, 18 or 19, got pregnant, got secretly married. He leaves to go work in the oil fields of Venezuela. She goes back home and she thinks they're divorced. She miscarries the baby, thinks that they got divorced. Fast forward 10 years. Spoiler alert. They're not divorced. And he has all this money, and he, in order to grant her the divorce, he demands 30 days that they have to date and be together because he wants his second chance. All the while, he's doing some nefarious things and with the family's company. So it is like all the things I love, like the millionaire, the intrigue, the history. I think it's one of the most exceptional second chances I've ever read because everything in it makes sense why it's a second chance. You're not going through the second chance going, why didn't you just talk about this the first time? Like, why did you break up? Why didn't it work? But because of the circumstances within this story, it could only have worked as a second chance because of age, maturity, and stuff like that. So anyway, Paradise by Judith McNutt. That is my first one. We will go back to you, Miss Lindsay. What do you got for your second one?
My second rock star romance. So the rock star takes a little bit of a backseat, but it's The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea by Elizabeth O'Rourke. This is another book I just love reading over and over again. Okay, so Drew is the main character, the main female character, and she winds up on this ridiculous vacation with her ex-boyfriend's family. He has invited her as a favor because he wants to like save face with his family. He gets stuck in Japan because he's trying to like bring pot on the airplane, and he gets arrested and detained. So she's on this family vacation with him and his family and his brother, who has done nothing but insult her up until now. Well, they're on this vacation, and like as they're going from island to island and doing all these things, they wind up bonding. They wind up realizing like they're always up early together doing running and such like that. So they wind up spending a lot of time together. There's like a backpacking trip where they do this like famous hike in Hawaii. And I love that it was featured in a book. And it's just like all of my favorite things packed into one book. And it's like got humor, and it's got like, it's not insta-love, but it takes place over 2 weeks. And I just like with the timeline, the amount of like personal growth, I think she really showed that like when you step out of your comfort zone, you can really accelerate personal growth in such a good way.
Sure.
And like for both of them, she showed that so well in this story, and I just love it. It's really good.
Okay. Heather, what do you have?
Well, I have a series for my second, and of course it's going to be hockey, because like who would I be if I didn't pick hockey? And I have to go with the Arizona Vengeance. It is hands down one of my favorite hockey series. I might even like it more than the Titans, which is 1,000%.
1,000%. I'm on board with that.
I think the reason I love The Vengeance so much is it's a really great example of a found family. They kind of go through a lot together. There's a lot of things that happen sort of in the series. There's some overarching storylines. There's some tie-in from other stories, but I really love all the different tropes. So there's like the coach's daughter, there's friends to lovers, there's marriage in crisis, there's all of these, grumpy sunshine, there's all these tropes and all these really great guys, and they just really band together and support one another. And I just really, it's one of my favorite series.
I can get behind that one. Jenny, what do you have next?
The Wrong Heart by Jennifer Hartman.
the female main character on her fifth wedding anniversary, her husband dies. And then she kind of tries to connect with the person who got his heart. And they end up in this like grief. Again, I have the depression trauma unlocked. They end up in a grief group together and kind of bond and heal together. And there's some interesting like outside forces in play as well.
Yeah. Okay, Amanda, what do you got?
Okay. My second book is Sweet Sacrifice by Sav R. Miller. It is book three in her King's Trace Anti-Heroes books. I didn't read a lot of dark romance probably prior to, you know, 2021, 2022. I found Sav when I read her co-authored book with Emily McIntyre, Be Still My Heart. And I was like, oh, I really like that. But that was more suspense. And I was like, well, I'll try some of the dark stuff. And so I read her first two, Monsters and Muses, and Boyd Kelly was the brother of the female main character in Vipers and Virtuosos. And I was like, oh, I need this man's book. Like I really need to read this. So I went back and read the Anti-Heroes series. It's an age gap, brother's best friend. It's dark. There's a lot of, you know, there's some violence. They are kind of working for the mafia, and he works cyber intelligence kind of security. It's owned by Fiona's father, and her brother also works there. And she's been crushing on Boyd since she was a lot younger. I don't know. The man wears like vests and suspenders, and like, I don't know. He's like, I was like, he is just, he was doing something for me. And so like, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get into this. And then I ended up connecting with Fiona on like a really big level. Like she has like, it's the first time I've ever read the way that I experience OCD, like in a book. Like it is so very much like everything that I went through growing up, before I was diagnosed, after I was diagnosed. It hit me really hard when I read it the first time. And I was like, you know, I felt really represented. These two have both been through a lot in their lives. Check your content warnings. They're on her website. Boyd was like abused when he was younger. She's dealing with caring for her mother who is dying. Like there's a lot of trauma in this book. It's a lot. So I would check it, but the way Sav brings it together, it's like they're perfect for each other. It's like they're each other's safe space. I don't know. That one's one I will never hear any criticism about, because it means a lot to me just to see myself represented that way on page.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so next book for me, I am going to do a series again. This is 2015, so hey, at least we're in the current millennium. It is a hockey series. It is The Aces Hockey by Kelly Jameson. Is it a perfect series? It is absolutely not. But there is... First of all, this was one of the very first hockey series I had ever read, and I could not read these books fast enough. The joy, the serotonin boost that I got from these books, I just can't, nothing ever compares to them. And it is one that I go back and I reread constantly. I love the chemistry, the dynamic. You know, I picked these book up and I did not know a lick of hockey rules, anything, but I felt like a true fan of the Chicago Aces by the end of this series. And I think one of my favorites in this entire series, I think it's Big Stick. They're snowed in. She's a single mom. She designs sex toys. He's a grumpy hockey player that just hates everybody. And they're snowed in together in Chicago with her little girl. And it's just so swoony. I love that book. I love that whole series. There is nothing in that series. And I randomly will message Kelly and ask her if we can have the general manager's book yet.
Like, it's because
she's been done with that series since like 2020, you guys. 2019, maybe.
I'm so glad you said it because I was like, oh, I just love that series so much.
So, yeah, Chicago Aces. Okay. Lindsay, what do you got next?
So, I'm going to do hockey for my last book. And instead of doing the whole series, I just picked one. Because in the reality, part of why I read this whole series in one day was to get to this book, which is Canon by Samantha Whiskey. It's book 5 in the Carolina Reaper series. I love this book. It is like a hockey sort of loose retelling of the story of Hades and Persephone. He's got a very dark past. There are, I don't know if there's trigger warnings, but there should probably be.
Probably should be on that book.
That one. It's got my kryptonite items in it. Okay, like he's got a dark past. She's very like sunshine. They get married in Vegas. I think she's on like a, I can't remember exactly, but I think she's on like a trip with them when they're playing in Vegas and they like get married there. And she needs a, it's an arranged, I guess, marriage of convenience type situation, but he winds up wanting it to be real. It's he falls first situation. It's, I just love it.
Okay. Heather, what do you got? We're like hitting all your favorites, Heather. So do you even have to worry about your list?
I would. Okay. The Aces. Yes. Canon. Also such a good book. I have to go with a Mafia series. I love Mafia, but I really like the dark, gritty kind of Mafia where they're not afraid to kill people. Like, I know that sounds terrible, but I don't need the fluffy stuff. And one of my favorite series is The Chicago Bratva by Renee Rose. It has all of that stuff. Like, you love these anti-heroes. Like, there's kidnapping. There's lots of, like, forced... like captivity.
Lots of handcuffs.
Lots of handcuffs. But they build this like really amazing like community and they support one another. There is one of the mafia men has lost his tongue and so they all learn sign language and he falls in love with this sweet little rock star. And it's just a really great series, but it is also very gritty and it's pretty steamy.
It's Renee Rose. Yeah, it is.
I know. It's just really good.
Okay, Jenny.
My last one is Cake by Jay Bensington. And Jake is a rock star, but as a preteen, he was kidnapped and then like 16, I think, like shoved onto the road. So he has like a lot of PTSD and like growing up to do. And Casey's just like a college student and waitress at like the Texas Roadhouse. There's a lot of growth, and I think a lot of, even though you're a rock star, your life isn't perfect, and
yeah,
you kind of get to see that from both sides, both her side and his side.
Yeah,
and she's redoing this book, and it's coming out soon.
Okay, I didn't know she was redoing it.
Yeah, like she's just like adding extras, other points of views.
And it's like a 600-page book to start with.
462, but yes.
Okay. It's really good. I do like it. And that's a messy book with family, too.
Yes. And there is also like Cake the Wedding,
yeah,
which is more lighthearted and like they still are dealing with their growth and like things, but it's kind of fun to see yeah, them enjoy life a little more.
Okay, Amanda, what's book 3?
So my final one is a series. It's the Kate Daniels series by Alona Andrews. Before I was reading like a ton of romance and suspense and contemporary and stuff, I was very heavily into urban fantasy, paranormal. And this was one of my first series. And this series it's 10 full-length novels about the same couple. I cannot get enough There are short stories, there are novellas, there are spin-offs. I would read about Kate and Curran until the day I died, I think. I go on to their website and read bonus content. I'm re-listening to the series as it releases in graphic audio. I just finished book 7 yesterday. I can't get enough of them. So Kate Daniels is, she's kind of, it's post-apocalyptic Atlanta, basically. The magic has come back and basically destroyed the technology in the world. The buildings fall. It is very, like, you only get electricity when the magic goes down. There are shifters. There are all different kinds of things. It's set in Atlanta for the most part, and she meets Curran in this book. They don't have sexy times until book 3. So there's a lot of slow burn there. So it's urban fantasy with romantic elements. But they're so good together. The banter is fantastic. Like, she ends up being like, her father is like the most powerful person in the world. There's a whole lot going on there with like the story surrounding her dad, but it turns out like Curran is a match for her. He's like the leader of the shapeshifters, the beast lord basically. And, you know, they match each other really well. They support each other. There's always some kind of something going on that they have to solve or fix or whatever. And like, I can't get enough of them. Like, I will read anything in this world. Just give it all to me. So.
Fair. Okay. So this last one is the hardest. Like, It's like, hot damn. Yeah. It is not a complete series. It is a series that will never be completed as far as we know to this day, but I'm going to go with KGI by Maya Banks. I found this story shortly after, you know, like all the 50 Shades of Grey, the Crossfire hubbub. I found the first book in the KGI series, and there were only 3 books out at the time. And when I tell you that I consumed them in the matter of 36 hours, like, I could not get them from my library. And when I hit a wait list, I was like, you know, buying them off Barnes & Noble on my Nook. That's how long ago. That series started in 2016. No, 2010. Maya Banks, KGI. It's 12 books, but there's still one book left that we haven't gotten yet that we desperately want. It's romantic suspense. Those stories still held up. You talk about found family. It covers all those tropes that you just love. Second chance, marriage in crisis. There's a little bit of like the supernatural psychics type stuff in it. It's very well done. And I really, really, that's just one of those series that, even though it's a little bonkers, a little off the wall at times, I don't fucking care what you say. Shut up. I don't care. So I have to talk about this real quick because it kind of, Amanda said it, this is the series, you know, that book was the one that brought you to us because it led you down this road. And then Karen in the comments mentioned that Kelly Jameson was how she found us and led her down the road to us. I saw someone share it was Carrie. Carrie shared a Facebook memory, or it was in my Facebook memories. She talked about a year ago how we got to meet for the first time after knowing her for the last 3 years, because we met in 2020 when she happened to see an Instagram post after some life things had happened that just was sad in her life and just disconnecting a lot and didn't know where she belonged. She saw a post because we were reading Pucked Over by Helena Hunting. And she saw that post and said, oh, I'm going to try this book club, see what it leads to. And obviously it has led us to this chaos. And as we go into year 4, you know, of kind of those book clubs and stuff, I think about those books. Is Pucked Over like the perfect book? No. But I kind of love it. And it's one of those that, because of what it started, because that was the first big book club that a lot of people attended that have still stuck around.
Demi and I actually talked about that because, like, we did not know each other. And she was like, I'm in Minnesota. And I'm like, I'm in Minnesota. And now we
like, you do bookish see each other. Stuff together. Like, you went and saw Helena Hunting together yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, you know, Jenny and I, we tripped to friggin' Louisville to see Helena Hunting and others, but you know. But it's just, it's one of those things where we don't realize the power some of these books have, and they bind us through friendship. And it makes me think that we probably need to do an episode of how'd you find us? Like, ask our Patreon members, how'd you find us? What author, what book was it? You know, because was Susan Stoker for Amanda? Was it Mickey Miller for you, Jenny?
No, Mickey was my first book club, but Penny Reed. Like, yes.
So, yeah, it's just amazing. Because I think, Lindsay, you were at that Helena Hunting book club, weren't you?
Oh, I found you guys because of the Helena Hunting book club, but I wasn't able to come to that one. So I came to the very next one.
Which was Lucy Score.
Yeah.
Which was Lucy Score. Yeah.
And I think that's when we were all reading The Bootleg Springs, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this was a lot of commitment, but so good. Like, and I love that series for many reasons, but it was like my first experience ever reading, like binge reading a series with a group of people. And I was like, these are my people.
This crazy is my crazy.
Yeah, look at the commitment it got you.
Look at the level of crazy that you like walked right into.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say, Lindsay?
It was perfect, though.
I mean, you fit. Like, we would be lost without a Lindsay piece to our lives. Do you know how many comments I got on the baseball? Like, I love how you walked her back. I can't help Lindsay myself. Like that in real life. You kind of just have to grab her hand and say, hey, we're over here.
I was like that all day today.
I love it.
Oh my God.
So we have something new starting today for the next 8 weeks. We'll see how it goes. And then hopefully we'll carry it over into 2025. But there is going to be some good stuff for our readers that are going to be part of this. So this is something you are going to want to pay attention to. We are calling this Project Backlist. At Buzzing About Romance, we know every romance reader loves to discover an author's backlist where some of their best hidden gems are waiting to be found. That's why we're thrilled to launch Project Backlist. This new 8-week series will spotlight must-read backlist titles from beloved authors, helping readers know just where to start and why these books are worth diving into. Each week, we'll feature a different author across multiple formats, including this podcast segment, an exclusive author Q&A on our website, and a Monday exclusive newsletter for subscribers. Our insights will cover why we recommend starting with book one in a series, our impressions of the story, and what readers can expect as they explore each author's collection. Whether you're a longtime fan or brand new to their work, Project Backlist is the way to guide you to finding unforgettable reads. So, it would not be a Buzzing About Romance project without this author being the very first author to sign up and commit to joining our crazy. And as you see this list of authors as we go through the next 8 weeks, you're going to be like, Becky, did you just call all your friends? Why, yes. Yes, I did. So Project Backlist kicks off this week with Melanie Moreland's Vested Interest series. So here are some fun facts. The series kicks off with Bentley, and that book is currently, it is free on every platform, but it's 99 cents on Amazon because Amazon will not allow them to make it free because it is actually now a wide series. It is free and available with Kobo Plus. And the audiobook is available with your Audible membership. But Melanie, so when she wrote Bentley, she had never written a series before Vested Interest. She'd only ever written standalone, and she swore she would never write a series. And now this series is 7 books.
Yeah, and has a spinoff series.
Bentley was only supposed to be one book. Then Alpha Readers said, no, we need The Bodyguard to have a book, which became going to only be 3 books and, well, 7 books now, guys. Book 6 never was never to exist. It was a single sentence in book five that had fans asking for the story of that specific character. And the audio, which I did, and I really enjoyed the audio. It is the first audiobook that John Lane and Maxine Mitchell ever performed. Since then, this duo has been Melanie's go-to exclusive narrators. Jenny, you actually read a copy of Bentley.
I've read the whole series. I read them when they were BAM. So
okay.
When it was just three. And then, yeah, then I got sucked in and read everything. But yes, Bentley is actually, of like the original three, he is my favorite.
He's your favorite. Yes. He's a little grouchy.
Yeah, and they have a really great meet cute. And yeah.
He randomly sits down at her table while she's like trying to do her orders, right, for the cafe.
Right, and she's just like, can you just leave? Like,
yeah. Anyway, audio is exceptional. You are going to want to check out the Q&A that posts on our website, because Melanie gives us lots of fun insights about who she is as a writer, things you might guys have not learned through our other interviews we've had with her, but also a little bit about this series. And as we go through these weeks, at the end of the 8 weeks, every author that is featured has committed to doing a giveaway. So we're going to do kind of, it'll be an entry on the website, but we're going to do a little bit of a hop, and you will have a chance to win paperbacks for each of these books that we're series that we're featuring. So,
hey, Becky, the name of the book is Bentley, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Karen was asking. So I was like, I thought so, but I wanted to double check.
Bentley by Melanie Moreland. The audio is in Hoopla. It is free with your Audible subscription, and it is in Kobo Plus.
It's also in AnyPlay. That whole series, a lot of that series is in AnyPlay. So actually a lot of Melanie Moreland's in AnyPlay. I went on like a big Melanie Moreland binge in there a while back.
I might have to go to AnyPlay again.
But the cover of these series, I love it so much. Uh-huh. Like, they're subtle, but they're still like model covers. And I like how it bridges like this timeless gap into like, we don't need an animated version of this because it is so perfect.
I don't think an illustrated cover would fit this series at all. No, it's a little grittier.
I love these covers so much. I just have to say, like, Melanie does great covers, but this series has some of my favorites. Anyway.
So look forward to more project backlist as we go through the next 8 weeks. Also, if you don't subscribe to our newsletter, you're going to want to subscribe to our newsletter because that will even have some other details and stuff about the authors. Okay, it's that time, you guys. It's that time for Book of the Week. Book of the Week time. Jenny, what's your Book of the Week?
Icebreaker by Kat Mazira and Elise Faber.
What'd you think of that?
I really enjoyed it. I read it really quick.
It reads so fast.
It does. And what I really enjoyed is like you get like the meet cute, the dating, like him like charming her. And I felt like I haven't read a book like that for a while.
And he was very charming and he does kind of court her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got the crazy old lady next door.
She's a hoot and a half. It's laundry day.
I could use that. Like, if she wants to come to my house.
Right. Fine. Come hang out. Yeah. Amanda, what is your Book of the Week?
My Book of the Week is The Co-op by Tara DeWitt. She originally published this as an indie, but it got picked up. So she actually reworked the story, and it's coming out on November 12th. I got an arc of the book. I really think Tara DeWitt's just one of those authors that I'm pretty much, like anything she writes, I'm pretty much there for. I really like this book a lot. It's Lauren, I think that's how you say her name. I'm not totally sure. And Deacon. So if I'm saying that wrong, I apologize. But they kind of grew up in each other's vicinity. Their grandmothers were actually married, and they would spend the summers together, and they are left their house and they have to figure out how to renovate it together. It's a marriage of convenience. They're roommates. They're doing a house renovation together. It's there's a lot of feelings involved. Like they both gone through some stuff when they were younger, and they're trying to figure it out and learn how to be in the same space with this attraction. And there's a lot of like previous hurt, and I don't know. I'm really enjoying it. I'm like 75% through. I think Tara DeWitt's just going to be one of those authors for me after the three books I've read of hers this year. So,
That's fair. That is fair. Heather, what is your book of the week?
I started a new series this week and I have been binging it. It's called the Stars and Stripes series by Raquel Riley, but I'm currently on book three. And it's called Warrior's Walk. So they're wounded army vets, and they have it's in the like near Asheville, and that's sort of this rehab center called Balls. And they all these wounded warriors get together and they all support one another, and they're dealing with all kinds of different things like amputated legs, there's some addiction, there's some mental health, and they all knit. And so they have a group called Bitches and Who Stitch, and they're just really super supportive. And I absolutely love this series.
Okay. Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
I did a reread this week. I was trying to feel out what my three needed to be, and I wound up rereading this book. It didn't make the cut, but it's The Assist by Rebecca Jenjack. It's a basketball new adult college romance in Phoenix. But I like this book because he tutors her. He's the basketball star, Wes is the basketball star, and they're in statistics together. And Blair, the female char main character, she gets very irritated with him because he sleeps in class and he's getting A's and she's struggling and she's like, "What is wrong with you?" Like, how she's convinced he's cheating, and he actually has a photographic memory, so he like messes with her quite a bit before she winds up conning him into tutoring her in this class. And it's like a I really like that take on the athlete romance, like where he's tutoring her and they're in the same class together. They're really funny together. He's dealing, and it's also an interesting book because a lot of times with the new adult athlete books or sports romances, like they're trying to make it to the majors, and he suffered a major injury that is going to prevent him from pursuing professional basketball. So he's kind of like figuring out what his plans are outside of that. So it's
Interesting.
kind of a fresh take.
Interesting.
That's really nice.
My book of the week is Tangled Up With You by Jessica Prince. This is book two in her Second Hope series. This is a second gen from her Hope Valley series. It's accidental pregnancy. He's a bull rider. She lives in Hope Valley, or it's Hope Valley, right?
Yes.
But it is the general manager of the lodge in at Second Hope Ranch, I think it is, or
Yeah.
something. Anyway, it's very cute. It's very funny. She hates him. She tries to tease. She tries to flirt with a hockey player and to kind of use him to make Connor jealous. And Ivy just she can't do it. She like has to confess to this hockey player, like, I think you're very nice, but I'm just not into you. I'm just using you. And he's like, it's okay, you can use me.
He's all about it. It's hilarious.
And so I really, really enjoyed Tangled Up With You by Jessica Prince. So, and she's been a hit or miss author for me in the past, but this is the second book in this next gen series, and it's tight and it's really well done and well edited. So I don't know what changed, but I'm excited. Okay, on to the next thing for those still sticking around. Patreon update. Celebrating 4 years in the Hive is Danica for the month of November. Danica's been hanging out with us, well, longer than 4 years, but 4 years. And then celebrating 1 year in the Hive is author Amy Award. 2 years is Merritt. So thank you to all of our Patreons. Thanks for sticking around with us. We appreciate you so much. This month's Swag Pack sponsors are Emma Fox, Shannon Elliott, and Danica Flynn. And make sure you join us back here Wednesday for our discussion of Take It or Leaf It by Lainey Hatcher. I think all of our beards in, or all of our beards in November, all of our books in November have beards. So we are No Shave November for all of our heroes. So you'll have to stick around for all of those. For a list of books we talked about this weekend, please visit our On the Shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. You can find the current list of books for our upcoming Wednesday episodes on our website. I just today announced to Patreon December's Sip and Discuss lineup. And it'll start showing up later on next week on the website and all that kind of stuff. I didn't want it to get lost. We're doing something a little different on Wednesday nights in December, so you'll have to check that out as it comes out. But if you want to know first, join us on Patreon. But don't join us through the app on Apple. Join us through the website.
Yes.
Because Apple's adding money. Like,
was that this month now?
Yeah, they started it this month. They add like almost $4 to your purchase if you buy something through the app on Patreon. But if you're already a member, it doesn't count. But just if you're going to join our Patreon, go to the website. Okay. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. And that is a wrap on today's episode of Buzzing About Romance. We loved sharing our ride or die reads, and I'm really proud of all of you for following the rules and not trying to sneak extra books in. And
I would say we're all the rule followers. There's someone who's not usually a rule follower.
That's not
pointing
here.
Fingers.
It's me, and it, I will say, like, when it's me and Leah together, we are really
you guys fun. Break all the rules together.
It is my favorite. I love it.
So those were the books we will defend no matter what you say. You're wrong. Whether you agreed with our choice or have your own list of must of the most protected perfect stories, we hope we inspired you to visit a few of our favorites and maybe pick up something new. Again, don't forget, leave a review. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out tonight. Thanks for providing your list for us. Until next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes. Thank you.